American Language Course, Book 19, Tape 3B. Hello. Open your booklets to Tape 3B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words, and then repeat the sentences. Number 1. Obtain. Obtain. Ned hopes to get permission to go on leave. He hopes to obtain it by tomorrow. Number 2. Quite a few. It has been quite a day for Fran. Many things happened. She got a promotion. She received a call from her friend Jack. And she heard from her family, too. She had quite a few things happen to her today, didn't she? Number 3. Routine. Routinely. He drives to work the same way every day. His routine never changes. He routinely takes the same streets. Number 4. Object to. Object to. Nancy said she disliked the program. She objected to it because it was too long. Number 5. Attendance. Attendance. He is always in class. His record of attendance is perfect. Number 6. Educational. Educational. Martha received guidance from her instructor. About her school courses. This educational guidance helped her decide on her career. Number 7. Sensible. Sensible. Pete works hard and saves his money for the future. He is a sensible young man. Number 8. Method. Method. Her way of doing things is different from his. She uses a different method. Number 9. Account for. Account for. How did he account for his success? He explained it with a great deal of self-confidence. Number 10. Sufficient. sufficient. Hank took enough time to complete the mission. The time he took was sufficient. Number 11. Once. Once. When Ralph had adjusted to the routine, he got along fine. Once he changed his routine, he had no more problems. Number 12. Communicate. Communicate. Marge tried to give him the information. She tried to communicate with him. Number 13. Technical. Technical. Dr. Knowles has a lot of scientific knowledge. He has a lot of technical information. Number 14. Someday. Someday. In the future, he'll succeed. Someday, he'll be a big success. Number 15. Congratulate. Congratulate. I told her I was so happy that she'd been successful. I congratulated her. Now, look at figure 2. Listen to the paragraph. Brad is a student in college. He wants to obtain his degree in 2 years. This is quite a job he has set up for himself. His daily routine includes many hours of study. He knows that class attendance is very important, so he's always in class. Quite a few of his friends feel the goal he has set is too difficult. However, Brad is a sensible young man, and he knows he is capable of achieving his goal. His method of studying is good, and it accounts for his success. He spends a sufficient amount of time on each subject every day. Once he has accomplished that, he routinely spends time developing his ability to communicate. Sometimes, his friends object to his dedication. However, someday, Brad's friends will congratulate him for his achievements. Listen to the paragraph again and write the missing words. Brad is a student in college. He wants to obtain his degree in 2 years. This is quite a job he has set up for himself. His daily routine includes many hours of study. He knows that class attendance is very important, so he's always in class. Quite a few of his friends feel the goal he has set is too difficult. However, Brad is a sensible young man, and he knows he is capable of achieving his goal. His method of studying is good, and it accounts for his success. He spends a sufficient amount of time on each subject every day. Once he has accomplished that, he routinely spends time developing his ability to communicate. Sometimes his friends object to his dedication. However, someday, Brad's friends will congratulate him for his achievements. Now, check your spelling. Number one is obtain. O-B-T-A-I-N. Number two is quite a. Q-U-I-T-E and A. Quite a. Number three is routine. R-O-U-T-I-N-E. Number four is attendance. A-T T E N D A N C E. Number five is quite a few. Capital Q U I T E quite A quite a F E W few quite a few. Number six is sensible. S E N S I B L E. Number seven is method. M E T H O D. Number eight is sufficient. S U F F I C I E N T. Number nine is once. Capital O N C E. Number 10 is routinely. R-O-U-T-I-N-E-L-Y. Number 11 is object to. O-B-J-E-C-T. Object. T-O. Object to. Number 12 is congratulate. C-O-N-G-R-A-T-U-L-A-T-E. Look at figure 3. Read question 1. Now, listen to a conversation.
Airman Winters, Sergeant. I'm to report to Captain Drake at 0900.
Captain Drake is expecting you, Airman. Go right in.
Come in.
Airman Winters reporting as requested, sir.
At ease, Airman. Please close the door.
Yes, sir.
Now, answer the question. What did Airman Winters do? Repeat. Airman Winters reported to the captain as requested. Read question 2. Now, listen to the conversation. Sergeant, because English is not this private's first language, I want you to tell him more about the educational opportunities offered by the Army.
Certainly, Captain Summers. After he finishes basic training, he can request further training through his unit commander.
Now, answer the question. How can Private Schmidt receive further training in English after basic training? Repeat. Private Schmidt can request further training through the unit commander. Read question 3. Listen to the conversation. Congratulations on your promotion, Major.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Will you be receiving a new assignment, Major?
No, Lieutenant. I'll continue in my basic career area here at Lackland for a while. Then I'll probably be receiving an overseas assignment.
Answer question 3. What will the Major be doing for a while? Repeat. The Major will continue in her basic career area at Lackland.
Now look at figure 4. Repeat the following sentences which express speculation about past hypothetical situations. In other words, situations or conditions which hypothetically might have happened in the past, but of course didn't. Now repeat. Number 1. If you hadn't gone into the military, what would you be? Number 2. We could have gone to the movies last night if we had been in the city. Number 3. John might have been the president of the company if he had stayed with the company. Number 4. David might have gone to Europe last summer if he had saved his money. Number 5. Ted could have written 10 books if he hadn't quit writing. Number 6. What would have happened if you had called Mary? Number 7. Would you have been less nervous if you had memorized your speech? Number 8. If we had moved to England 10 years ago, I could have learned English when I was younger. Number 9. I think you could have done better in your interview. If you had been more confident. Number 10. If I had been offered a job overseas, I would have taken it. Go to figure 5. Listen to the cues and complete the sentences expressing hypothetical past conditions. Use the modal in parentheses. Look at the example. Listen. Visit France. Repeat. If I had had the time and the money to travel when I was young, I would have visited France. Number 1. Read many books. Number 2. Go in the service as an officer. Number 3. Learn to speak English. Number 4. Talk to the president of my country. Number 5. Go to Hawaii for vacation. Let's check your answers. Number 1. I could have read many books. Repeat. If I had had a lot of free time in the summer, I could have read many books. Number 2. He could have gone in the service as an officer. Repeat. If Ned had finished college, he could have gone in the service as an officer. Number 3. I would have learned to speak English. Repeat. If my parents had lived in the United States when I was young, I would have learned to speak English. Number 4. I would have talked to the president of my country. Repeat. If I had had the chance to talk to an important person, I would have talked to the president of my country. Number 5. I could have gone to Hawaii for my vacation. Repeat. If someone would have given me $1,000 last year, I could have gone to Hawaii for my vacation.
This is the end of Tape 3B, Book 19.